time now for the Saturday News, brought to you by Boy Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for mostly sunny skies, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms by late morning today, a high near 89, mostly clear tonight, low around 72. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. A full day of activities scheduled today, the annual Johnsonville Day celebration. All-day events include flea markets and craft booths. There will be a 5K run walk today. Other activities today include the car, truck, motorcycle, and tractor show. The parade beginning at 10 a.m. The theme for this year's parade is honoring our service heroes. Grand Marshals for the parade will be Jan Burroughs, Chris Cody, Jerry Ridgway. A mud bog will also be held. The Car and Tractor Show awards presentation will begin at 3 p.m. today. Serving of a fish and chicken supper begins at 5 this evening. And Farm Follies with local FFA chapters begins at 6 p.m. More news after this break.
WFIWradio.com. WFIWradio.com. Your hometown homepage.
Here's the latest on area river stages as of this morning. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 28.45 feet. Flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 22.21 feet above the 18-foot flood stage. At Carmi, the river's at 28.95 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 9.93 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 9.06 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Illinois State Police released some details Friday on an accident in Jefferson County Thursday that resulted in one fatality and one injury. Police said the driver of the car that was killed was identified as 61-year-old Irving Wright of South Holland, Illinois. The passenger, 53-year-old Cherise Wright of South Holland, was seriously injured. The driver of a semi involved in the accident, 40-year-old Michael McKinnons of Van Buren, Arkansas, refused medical attention. An investigation said both vehicles were northbound on I-57 at milepost 105, and for unknown reasons, the vehicle driven by Wright left the roadway and traveled into the median, hit an embankment, and then hit the trailer of the semi. Wright was pronounced dead at the scene by the Jefferson County coroner. The U.S. Postal Service has announced they're accepting applications for the positions of Rural Carrier Associate and City Carrier Associate at both the Fairfield and Albion post offices starting today and continuing through August 10th. Those interested can apply online at www.usps.com/careers. The starting pay for both positions is right around $19 an hour. The Postal Service says non-career employees who wish to apply need to use their existing external e-career profile or create a new external profile, apply, and then follow the instructions for testing or attaching previous test scores. Postal Service says they will also communicate by email concerning any applications received. Following a year of service as vice chair of the ABMA Board of Directors, Dr. Ronald E. Gill, a longtime mixed animal practitioner in West Salem, was elected as board chair for 2022-2023. Dr. Gill has many years of experience in organized veterinary medicine at both the state and national levels, beginning with the Southern Illinois Veterinary Medical Association. He later represented SIVMA at the Illinois State Veterinary Medical Association, where he held various leadership roles that culminated in his service as ISVMA president. An alumnus of the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine, Dr. Gill has served on multiple entities within the ABMA, including the Council on Veterinary Services and the Governance Performance Review Committee, both of which he chaired for 2 years. He was also vice chair of the Council on Education. Dr. Gill sold his practice, Gill Veterinary Clinic, in 2019 to one of his associates. Dr. Gill continued to work at the practice, now called Three Rivers Veterinary Clinic, through 2021 and is now retired. The American Veterinary Medical Association represents almost 100,000 veterinarians across the country. Illinois voters across the state face some of the most competitive elections in quite some time. Last week, local Democrat and Republican officials across the state slated candidates where their party didn't run a primary election, and according to the Illinois State Board of Elections, 7 Democrats were slated for state house seats. Republicans filed 27 names for open state house seats. 4 independent and new party candidates filed. Some objections are pending. An analysis shows of a total of 177 state house seats, 28 of 118 house seats remain uncontested, with 27 of 59 Senate seats with no choice, or around 31% total. Historical analysis of Illinois House competitions shows around 24% of Illinois House seats in 2022 are uncompetitive, shrinking from 39% in 2020 and down from 50% in 2012. The Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church will be hosting a blood drive this Tuesday from 1 to 6 p.m. It will be held in the Link Gymnasium, located on the east side of the church. The address for the church is 1141 County Road 1975 North, Sisney. You can visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment and enter code BLUEPOINT in order to make an appointment online. For any questions, you can contact Connie McGrew at 618-839-1981 or Pastor Ernie Lewis at 618-838-6708. The church is located 8 miles south of Flora or 2 miles north off the 161 extension on the Blue Mound Road. Voter turnout was low for this past June's primary election. Kim Howard has more.
Illinois State Board of Elections spokesperson Matt Beatrick says less than 22% of registered voters cast a ballot back in June.
Turnout in the June 28th primary was actually the second lowest primary turnout that we've seen in the last 40 years. The only one lower was in 2014 when we had an 18% turnout.
Nearly 52% of those voting were Democrats and 46% were Republicans. 5 Illinois counties offered Libertarian ballots for certain offices. Dietrich says about 16% of voters opted for mail-in ballots. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
Others have come and gone the past 70 years, but their dedication and superior service has helped them thrive for 4 generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. They deliver quality Speed Queen products, and if you ever call them for service, they're in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. Sean Rush is inviting you to check out Speed Queen washer and dryer pairs at Rush Appliance and Furniture in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
While we don't all carry an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on our backs, we can remember the wise words of Dr. Peter Venkman, who said, "Why worry? Our wealth management team at Trust Bank has the tools and talent necessary to help you plan for the legacy you want to leave. Contact the team at 618-429-9265 and schedule your consultation. Trust Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. So, who are you going to call?"
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 78-year-old Gerald Lee Harb Harvey of Chillicothe died Saturday, July 16th. Cremation rites will be recorded, and a graveside ceremony with military honors will be at Green Hill Cemetery, south of Noble, beginning at 11 a.m. today. A luncheon will be held following the graveside ceremony at Wynoose Liberty Church at 840 North Wynoose Road in Noble. 83-year-old McLeansboro resident Verna D. Martin Webb died Tuesday. Funeral services will be at 1 p.m. today at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be held today from 11 a.m. until the time of service. Interment will follow the funeral service at Digby Hill Cemetery in Dale. 85-year-old Fairfield resident Max Edward Big Max Tips died August 2nd. Graveside services will be held at 10:30 this morning at Maple Hill Cemetery. There will be a visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the graveside. 82-year-old Norris City resident Winnie Margaret Trosclair Phillips died Monday, August 1st. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. today at the Campbell Funeral Home in Norris City. Burial will follow at Powell Cemetery in Norris City. Visitation was held Friday evening at the funeral home. 84-year-old Xenia resident Myrtle Irene Beard died Tuesday afternoon. A funeral ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Chadden Cemetery, Xenia. Visitation will be from 6 to 8 Sunday evening at the funeral home. 94-year-old Flora resident Fern M. Bussey Harrell died Wednesday. A funeral ceremony will be held at 12 noon today at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Sisney Cemetery. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until noon today at the funeral home. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
If you're age 50 or older, we can reduce the cost of your homeowner's insurance through auto owner's insurance. Mature homeowners have fewer and less costly losses, so it's only fair to charge you less. Insure both your home and car with us and qualify for more premium discounts through auto owner's insurance.
This is Bill Atwood. Please give us a call at North Wayne Insurance in Fairfield, Sisney, and Flora.
Connecting rural communities since 1952, Wabash Communications has committed to keeping you connected, providing broadband services even in remote areas, like high-speed fiber-optic internet with speeds up to 1 gig, unlimited local and long-distance voice services, and crystal-clear video picture and sound, along with other additional benefits. We strive to connect one town to another. We didn't create the communities in rural Illinois, we just helped connect them. Service speeds and availability will depend on location. Certain restrictions may apply. Contact us for complete details.
Here's your sports update. Major League Baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals defeated the New York Yankees 4-3. The Cubs over Miami 2-1. The Chicago White Sox beat Texas 2-1. Baltimore over Pittsburgh 1-0. Philadelphia beat Washington 7-2. Atlanta over the New York Mets 9-6. Houston beat Cleveland 9-3. Tampa Bay over Detroit 5-3. Boston over Kansas City 7-4. Milwaukee over Cincinnati 5-1. In 10 innings, Minnesota beat Toronto 6-5. Arizona over Colorado 6-5. In 10 innings, the LA Angels defeated Seattle 4-3. And the LA Dodgers over San Diego 8-1. WNBA action, Chicago over Washington 93-83. Atlanta beat Los Angeles 88-86. WNBA schedule today has Indiana at Dallas and New York at Phoenix. NASCAR racing today. The Xfinity Series races today at 2:30 p.m. and that can be seen on the USA Network. Major League Baseball today, the St. Louis Cardinals continue their series at Busch Stadium this evening against the New York Yankees. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9, coverage beginning at 5:20 this afternoon. The Chicago Cubs host Miami today. The Chicago White Sox are at Texas. The rest of the schedule has Atlanta at the New York Mets, the LA Angels at Seattle, Pittsburgh at Baltimore, Washington at Philadelphia, Houston at Cleveland, Tampa Bay at Detroit, San Francisco at Oakland, Atlanta at the New York Mets. They're playing a doubleheader. Boston at Kansas City, Toronto at Minnesota, Cincinnati at Milwaukee, Colorado at Arizona, San Diego at the Dodgers, and the LA Angels at Seattle. That's your sports update.
It was a huge win for the Cardinals last night against the Yankees, first of three, as the Cardinals won 4-3, a two-run double by Paul DeJong in the eighth inning against the Yankees' very tough reliever, Clay Holmes. That was the difference. Ryan Helsley came on in the ninth inning, and he was able to pick up save number 10. A thrilling game for the Cardinals. They were out-hit by the Yankees by a score of 10-5, yet the Cardinals were able to prevail. As Dakota Hudson started for the Cardinals, Andre Pallante came on and pitched four solid innings. He picked up the victory, and the Cardinals win game one of the three-game series, and they go to 58-48, and they keep pace with the Milwaukee Brewers. Cardinals will have Jordan Montgomery, a former Yankee, in game two. He's up against Domingo Germán. Germán 1-1. Montgomery 3-3. Our pregame show begins at 5:20. Play-by-play at 6:05 tonight. That's our Redbird Report.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Here's your classic hits, WFIW-FM 104.9 forecast. For today, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms by late morning, a high of 89, mostly clear tonight. We'll have a low of 72. Sunny Sunday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 90. Monday, mostly sunny, a 50-50 chance of showers and storms, a high of 88. Tuesday, showers likely, thunderstorms possible, a high of 83.